Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everybody. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And if you would like to call in with a question or comment, and you are in the LA area, the number is 424-258-9337. And for absolutely everyone else, including all those in the is it time for fall yet, Bay Area, the toll-free number is 877-697-9725. Now, for those of you who are used to logging into the chat room, we have a little bit of a glitch because producer Kina is not quite here yet. So as soon as she logs in, and it looks like she has logged in. So anyway, she will be getting the chat room set up. So we are talking today about what I call the cycle of wanting. And, I mean, you know, I grew up with the old Star Trek, the first Star Trek. And there was an episode where basically Spock goes nuts. And at one point, he says, after a time, you may find that having is not so pleasing a thing after all as wanting. It is not logical, but it is often true. And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about. What is it that you want? And what are the things about that? There's the big want. And then there's a lot of little wants. We want one thing, and often that leads to another and to another and to another. And depending on how big we dream or how big our aspirations are, that can be a pretty long list. Often people will say, well, I want to win the lottery. Okay? Technically, you don't want to win the lottery. You just want to have access to be able to get the stuff that you do want. So if you could have those things without winning the lottery, well, then winning the lottery is not important. When we look at what we want, whether it may be a relationship, it may be financial security, it may be even to the point of what is my purpose in life. I have people often coming to me saying, I want to know why I'm here. I want to know what is it that is my purpose. Usually what I tell them is, your purpose is what you want it to be. Your purpose is what you choose. When we want something, there is something is set into motion inside of us. It may be as simple as you're sitting at home and you want an ice cream cone, and you haven't had one for a long time, and you would just really love to have one of those old, you know, ice cream shop, you know, cones, and, you know, it's cool and maybe a little bit nostalgic. But that's a very simple want. Now, maybe you don't have a car. So, wow, I want a way that I can get to go get my ice cream that I want. And so we start a cycle of want. We decide the big thing we want. But then there's all the little wants that have to come before that. I'll use that as an example, my current situation that I'm selling a home. Actually, I'm short selling a home. And I want a little cabin or cottage that's out in the woods, that's surrounded by trees, and every morning I'll hear the birds and maybe have deer walking through. And have that at a reasonable price. Well, my first want is the cabin or cottage. My second want is to be able to financially afford it. So it needs to be a reasonable price and, you know, for me to be able to have. And then, well, I want it to be, say, no more than an hour commute from my home. So all of a sudden, there are all these conditions to what I want. It's like, okay, that's it, but all these other little things need to be met. So am I making my want, you know, my big wish, conditional? Yes, I want that, but all of these other conditions have to be met first. It's a lot trickier than we think to want unconditionally. Now, people have talked about giving unconditionally, accepting unconditionally. To be able to encounter someone, deal with them, and recognize that they are perfect for exactly who they are and they don't need to change. We want our love unconditional. So all these things that we have this relationship with, well, wanting is very much like it. Can we have unconditional wanting? Can we say, you know what? I would like a home that's reasonably priced and just leave it at that. Or I want a home and just leave it at that. And just let everything else kind of fall into place. Yes, that does seem rather random because you have to take all these things into consideration. Well, I need to consider how far it is from my work because I've got a car that maybe uses a lot of gas. I have to consider, I have to put limitations and boundaries on what I want because I want to bring it into the realm of reality where I can actually achieve it. See, a lot of people want a lot of things. And there's a lot of things that we all want that we may or may not be able to achieve. I want to be able to take a cruise around the world. And I know that that's going to require a certain level of effort on my part. It's going to require a certain level of planning. There are those who feel that basically you just toss what you want out into the universe and the universe should bring it to you. And it is interesting when, you know, people go into that space, and I have no problem with that. If it works for you, I love it for you. And if that system is working for you, God bless, and go out and get yourself a TV show so you can teach everybody else how to do that. We call it manifesting. And often that's done through affirmations, you know, where you say over and over again what it is that you want and you treat it as though you already have it. That's cool, and there's a certain amount of work that we need to put in. It's an exchange of energy. What energy are we giving to the universe in response for receiving the energy of this thing we want? And that can be a really interesting place to go into because, you know, you put out your intentions, you do everything you need to do, you do all the right things, and you still don't get what you want. Maybe it's a house that you were looking for. Maybe it was, you were looking to rent a place and it turned out that it was rented to somebody else. And you think, wait a minute, I did my stuff. I was positive about it. I visualized it. I did all the work that I needed to do, and I still didn't get that. What's up with that, universe? You know, why? I followed the rules that I heard that I was supposed to follow, and it didn't come through. Well, sometimes it happens like that. Sometimes it's not about whether or not you get what you want. Maybe it's a matter of timing. When I was very young, my mother told me once, my mother was a tremendously wonderful woman. I just have huge admiration for her, and she left this life a long time ago, and yet I still think about her every single day, and I think about the things she told me. And once she told me, and my mother was a devout Catholic, but she was a really adorable one. My mother told me that there are three ways that God answers prayer. One, the answer is yes, but this isn't the right time. Two, the answer is no, because there is something better for you, and that is not truly what serves you. Or three, I thought you'd never ask. And I always loved that statement that she made, because it always reinforced that theory that the universe, however you believe, whatever you believe, that is wonderful. And in my vision of the universe, of Creator, the idea that, yeah, sometimes I get told no, but it's for a really good reason. And I may not understand it right away, but I know that maybe what I think I want isn't really what I want. Often, you know, financial issues are one of the big, big things that people would like to manifest. They have a lot of want around the idea of the financial pieces, which, I mean, in this day and age, can be really, really hard and be really, really tough. And there's a lot of people out there out of work, and, you know, my blessings and prayers are with them each and every day for those who are unemployed, underemployed, or who just feel overwhelmed by, you know, whatever financial situation they're in. So there's a lot of wanting around that. And, you know, the idea of, wow, you know, I really want a job. Well, I want a job maybe that I feel confident in, or I want a job that will be close to where I live, so, you know, I don't have to have such a hassle with commute. So when we look at, you know, what it is that we want, maybe what we want needs to go on hold compared to what we need. Because there's a really big difference between what we want and what we need. I might want an ice cream cone after dinner, but do I need the ice cream cone after dinner? And sometimes it gets really hard to tell the difference, because maybe we want something so badly that we convince ourselves that it's what we need. I cannot live without this. I cannot be without this person in my life. I want that person, or I need that person. And when we get into that idea of needing, that's when things can get very tricky. And that's when maybe we lose sight of the difference between the two. Maybe you do need someone in your life. Maybe you do need to have a counterpart, someone to be there when you get home, someone to be a part of. Maybe being alone just is really painful for you. And in your mind, you need it. I would like to gently, very gently and very respectfully suggest that it may be that you want it, but you do not physically need it. We need shelter, we need food, we need water, we need air. Those are things we need. We want companionship. We want a home. Well, and that could go under shelter, so that could also be a need. Maybe we want a huge home, a mansion. Well, that goes a little bit beyond, you know, what you need. When we go into a place of being able to look at what we want a little bit more objectively, it allows us to say, okay, I want this, but is that really what I want? If I say, you know, I want a house or an apartment or a cottage or a cabin, is that really what I want? What does that represent? Look at what the want represents. For me to have a cottage or cabin in the woods, represents a place where I can feel at peace, a place where I can relax, a place where I can feel safe. So instead of saying, I want a cabin or cottage in the woods, I can say, I want peace. I want quiet. I want a place where I can rejuvenate. I want a way that I can feel my spirit in a very gentle state. So I need a structure to support that. And that's what that represents. Look at what you want most, and then look deeper at it. What does it mean to you? Maybe you just want to feel safe. You know, you want to be in a relationship, but what does being in a relationship mean to you? It means that you feel safe, or being in a relationship with someone who helps you feel safe. So it's not the relationship you want, it's feeling safe. I want to know that I'm going to be okay. What can give that to you? Well, family, friends, knowing that you're not alone, some form of spiritual practice. I mean, it really doesn't matter what you go with, as long as it works for you. So look at those wants. First, decide if it's a want or a need. Is this crucial to my life? Do I want a job or do I need a job? And in most cases, that's a need because you have a lot of other needs, you know, the food, the shelter, all of that. Those needs have to be met through an exchange of energy. And once you decide what it is that you want, and once you really narrow down that part of what you really want, then comes the action step. Then comes that place of being able to say, all right, this is what I want, and I'm very clear on what I want, because the universe loves it when we're clear. Now, how much of this, what percentage of achieving this is involved in the work I need to do? And what percentage of this is leaving it to the universe? How much, you know, do we have to take care of, and how much does the universe take care of? I pretty much don't resonate with leaving all of it to the universe. I know that the universe has always backed me up, and it has always made sure that I have what I need. It doesn't always give me what I want, but it will give me what I need. And if it's right for me, I know that it will manifest. Now, I don't always know up front that it's right for me. I believe that everything's right for me because I want it. Well, it's like, of course that's right for me. It's what I want. And I am very grateful that the universe is a lot more sensible than I am. Because some things that I wanted, after a while, it turned out that they weren't right for me. And everything has a cycle, either a reason, a season, or a lifetime. That's when things come into our field. Maybe it's for a momentary reason. Maybe it was just like, oh my gosh, I dealt with that person, and it was an epiphany. Maybe for a little while, and maybe for your whole life. We don't know. It all has to do with our agreement. And I'm going to share a story of a need/want. And it really resonates to me about how the universe can line up for us. And I've told this story before, so if you've listened before, you've probably heard it. A few years ago, I felt compelled, and I mean strongly compelled, to go to a place in the Brazilian rainforest, a small village called Mapia. And I knew people who had gone there. And ever since the first time I heard about it, I felt, I'm going to go there one day. Well, years after that, a couple of years after that, I began to really feel the strong urge to go. So I contacted one of the people who used to go, and it turned out they were going. And the whole trip would cost about, you know, $3,000, including everything. But I had to be able to have that within a week. And I will tell you, I was nowhere near it. So I put it out to the universe and said, okay, if this is the right thing for me, if this trip truly is that important for me, I need the resources to be able to get to it. I need $3,000. I need it within 7 days, and it cannot be money that I would have spent on something else. It has to be something unexpected. And I put that out to the universe because at that point, that was one of the few times that I completely gave this issue because I did not have the resources to be able to do it. So about 3 days after that, I received calls from two insurance companies that had been holding off payments for months on some accident cases that I treated patients for. And on the same day, I got calls from the two companies that didn't have anything to do with each other, apologizing for what, you know, was an unreasonable delay, stating that the checks were being mailed that day. The two checks totaled up to $2,900, which for me, it's like, okay, we're good. That's close enough. So I went out to lunch with a friend, and I hadn't mentioned anything about what I had put out or, you know, the amount. And she was asking me about my trip, and I said, well, you know, I was able to get really pretty much all that I needed, and so I'm going to be able to take the trip. So she was sitting there, and she said, you know, I don't know why, but I feel compelled to do this. She pulled out a checkbook and wrote a check for exactly $100. And at that point, after she had said that, I told her about what I had put out into the universe. And she said, well, obviously, this is the trip for you to make. Now, have I tried that with different things and had the exact same result? No. And that doesn't mean that it doesn't work. It just means that there's got to be an agreement, not just that it's what you want or what you need, but that it's what's right for you. I know we've all had cases where we've had something we wanted, something we needed, and it turned out that it wasn't the right thing. It wasn't right for us. Maybe it was something to learn from. So when I think about that trip, and it was exactly what I needed it to be. And spiritually, it took me to this whole new place and this whole new level. And if that was not the right thing for me, I know for a fact I would have never gotten that money. So there is that place of trust. You know, we've got to do our part as much as we can. But sometimes it's one of those, hey, you know, I got nothing. And this is what's in my field. This is what I'm having to deal with. Help. And things line up one way or another. So don't worry too much about when you get what you want. Because ultimately, when you get it will be the right time, either based on the work that you put in or based on the, you know, how things line up. What is your destiny when it comes to that? What is meant to be? What's right for you? And if the answer is no, it doesn't mean that you're not loved. It doesn't mean that the universe isn't prepared to stand behind you, because sometimes when we hear no, that's when the universe is standing closest to us. That's when our guides and our angels and our ancestors, and they're going, look, we know you're disappointed, but there's something much cooler waiting for you. and what you wanted wasn't really what you needed. So find balance with that. Be at peace with it. Sometimes everything lines up and we get exactly what we want and need. And other times it seems that, you know, we can't even buy a break. And everything's just stacking up against us. When stuff stacks up, that's when we have a chance to realize how strong we are. Because ultimately, we're always going to get what we need. And sometimes it just comes down to, I need to feel like something cares about me or someone cares about me. I need to feel like I'm not alone in this great big universe. I need to feel like when these bad times happen that I've got people at my back. Because sometimes when the bad times happen, that's the best thing that we get out of it, is realizing how much we're loved and how many people are willing to drop everything and be there for us. All we have to do is ask. And when you've got that, when you realize it, when you know it, that eventually the universe always has your back. What do you need? When you've got that, when in your heart you know it, just open yourself to the possibility. Look back over your life at some of the things you didn't get, and maybe you'll notice that, wow, it actually worked out better because I didn't get that. Sometimes it feels better, sometimes it feels worse. And ultimately, whether you believe in the universe, divine intervention, prayer, anything like that, you don't have to. Just find something that works for you. Find that way that you can be in balance. It gets bumpy sometimes. And sometimes it's really hard to trust when you get disappointed and again and again and again. And it feels like there's nobody out there listening. I believe there is. And I also believe that somebody's listening for you too, that you're being watched over. And whoever or whatever that spirit is, it knows when you're suffering. And it's sorry that sometimes that's a part of life. But it's always got our back. Even if you imagine it's just, you know, your favorite grandparent. Somebody loves you out there. And there's somebody who will be there for you no matter what. And, well, that's kind of it. Want to your heart's content. Make as much of it happen as you can. When you don't get what you want, trust that something even cooler is going to be coming down the lane for you. Nothing stays the same. And there's a saying, we always want what we can't have. Who says you can't have it? You just may have to put a little effort behind it, or you may have to wait a while. But ultimately, my feeling is, we get what we want when we need to get it. So, thank you for joining me. And we will be back next week with another episode of Healing House Radio. I will be going into the chat room right after the show. And if anybody has any questions, comments, concerns, log into that. Or you can check out my website at www.the-healing-house.com. And you can send me a message. And if you would like me to either come where you are and give a little talk, or if you would like to have a one-on-one consultation, that's definitely a possibility. So in the meantime, until we get together again, Dr. Eileen, I wish you blessings, wanting, needing, and all of your dreams coming true. Take care.